Mel here. Welcome to Menopause Nutritionist. I believe women can thrive in menopause and have the body composition of their choice if they master their nutrition and lifestyle. Today, we are going to have a little bit of an update about creatine. So when we are looking at nutrition, supplementation is kind of like the 10%. We say 10%, it's probably between 10 and 20% that we can add to our nutrition that we may be missing. And today we're going to talk about creatine. But of course, before we get started, I'm going to remind you that if you want to stay in touch with anything I'm doing, and also you want to be involved in the next round of my Thrive program, which kicks off in June, then you need to be on the waitlist, because not only will you stay up to date with all of the things that I do, and that includes the free protein challenge that I run, because I'll run another one of those. Everyone keeps asking for one. I usually only run three a year, so I will run another one. I'll get myself organized. You need to be on that waitlist so you stay up to date and know what's going on. So I will pop the link in the comments. You will also, if you decide to join the Thrive program, get a really substantial discount. So it's the place to be. So make sure you jump in there, grab the link and get signed up. Okay, creatine. Firstly, what is creatine? We actually naturally make creatine in our liver and our brain. So we produce it. It's a nitrogen containing compound, and we actually do ingest it from our food. We produce between 1 and 3 grams, and we consume it in our diet. So red meat, seafood, poultry, we can actually consume it. If you don't like taking supplementation, you have to be, whenever we're trying to consume something from our diet, we have to be very specific about eating those foods every day to get enough of it, if you know what I mean. But you can do it, just have to know. Seafood's a very good source. Seafood has more than dairy, believe it or not, fish and that sort of thing. So vegans and vegetarians have a hard time actually consuming it from a natural point of view. So this is where supplementation with creatine supplementation is very beneficial for them. You won't get it otherwise. So it will enhance energy. It also, we know now, helps with bone density. So this is very important, especially my menopausal tribe. We're talking about osteoporosis, osteopenia, all of that sort of stuff. And also our brain function. So this supplement is the most researched supplement, without a doubt. Like, if you are like me and you like to see research behind anything, I like to see the research. There is just like the most amount of research. We used to think that creatine was just like for bodybuilders. And look, we have to give them a high five and a shout out, because they brought attention to creatine. You know, the Arnold Schwarzeneggers. However, it is for everyone. So the latest research I have been tuning into is really saying that every single person can benefit from creatine. What they're saying, from helping with bone health, with brain health, and of course, like fitter, faster, stronger, like helping you with exercise. So the latest research is showing that it helps with bones. And this is what's interesting to me. You might have seen, if you watched my stories, I'm a nutritionist on an osteoporosis program at the moment. And so this is very interesting, because obviously osteoporosis, the rate of it goes up dramatically post-menopause. And this is because we know now that the drop in estrogen, which is kind of like the security blanket, if you like, goes away. And then if we don't do resistance training, we are in a very high risk for our bones, you know, getting very brittle, getting osteoporosis, osteopenia, all of these things. And this is devastating to overall health and wellness, like from a longevity point of view. When you are older, the rates, I think it's like 65, I want to say, the rates of you falling and breaking a hip and recovering go down so dramatically, it is frightening. So we have to start doing stuff to protect our bones now at this point in time to make sure that when we're 65, 70, 80, 90, that our bones are stronger. So when we fall, we're not breaking a hip, because it is the statistics are frightening. I'm like not kidding you. It's so, I wish I had them in front of me, but it is frightening, like to hear it. It's something like 50% of people will not actually, they'll die within a year of breaking a hip once they are over 65. It's something like this. It's really frightening. So what I want you to know is that we have to prioritize bone density and bone health, and this goes hand in hand with muscle, because muscle and bone like work together. When we lift heavy weights, it becomes a central nervous system override, which means that even though estrogen is now declining in our system, we can still have bone density, we can still build muscle, and these are the things that are going to help you live a long time. So there's 10 things that creatine does in the body to help with muscle. It's also actually has an anti-inflammatory effect, which they think also helps with the bone kind of connection. And what we know is that from the fifth decade, I heard this term being used the other day and I'm like, I'm actually in my fifth decade. How frightening. No, I'm actually in my sixth decade. So I've hit my, like, well, is that right? 10, 20, 30, 40. So really, I'm in my sixth decade, because my fifth decade would be between 40 and 50. That's frightening. Anyway, let's not dwell on that. But the research was showing, like, from your fifth decade, the muscle fibers deteriorate quite substantially. So this is where you hear me banging on about, like, doing resistance training. And just like I just explained why, this is the reason, because we are fighting the losing battle of muscle health, bone health, all of that sort of stuff. So what we also know with creatine is that it helps increase, like, our exercise performance, which kind of transfers to, like, the volume of exercise we can do. So maybe we can do more reps, more sets, like that sort of thing. So when you take creatine, it will improve your performance with exercise. So what this latest research I was tuning into was saying was that the amount of creatine can actually make a difference now. So I always thought 5 grams a day. This particular doctor, and he has done the most research and study with creatine. I should have written his name down. I'll have to, like, post that in my stories. He was talking about how not only is it safe for everyone, but the dosages they have been researching. So I've always just kind of stuck to 5 grams a day. He actually takes 5 grams a day twice a day. So he takes it in his protein, which I'm going to talk about in a second, but he also takes it while he's doing exercise. And the reason that they're saying, and I've never timed it, and I don't think really it matters too much when you, it's not like a performance enhancing supplement, so necessarily you will take it and notice it in that particular workout. You need to have it in your body every day. So, but what he's saying is, because if you take it around exercise, your body is vascular, like, so the blood is pumping and your body is going to use it more effectively. So I had probably not considered that, but that was just like a point that was made. Now, something that I did not know about, and I will probably definitely make it a priority myself, is taking it with protein. So what they have learned is that creatine and protein together become synergistic. So they help each other. So I suppose in the past I have actually taken it with protein. I would always, like, have a meal, then I would have my creatine. But now I will make sure I will have it exactly with my meal, so I'm consuming it with my protein, because there is definitely research showing that there's this synergistic process that happens
when you take creatine with your protein. So what you could do is you could also have it in your protein shake if you have a protein shake after training, or when you eat, you just need to have it with your protein when you eat, and that's something I will definitely be prioritizing. So you don't necessarily have to time it for your workouts, but having it with protein will make a difference. And the other thing I wanted to just say is, and I've noticed this a lot and working with my clients, is that it can cause gut distress. So if you are new to taking creatine, just start with taking 5 grams a day. Like I said, they are doing research testing higher dosage is more than once a day, this sort of thing. I don't know enough about it to give you the details around that. For now, I'm just happy to still take it five grams a day, once a day. But I will look into more research and more kind of information about that as the research comes down the line. But if you're new to it, or it gives you gut distress, which is very common because it's water soluble, make sure you're drinking lots of water, should be doing that anyway. Just have it after you eat, and so that should stop any of that, because then it's being absorbed with your food and you shouldn't have any trouble there. Now, the only thing I will say, because you know, there's some stuff out there about how it can affect your kidneys and this sort of thing, only if you have a pre-existing like renal or kidney issue is there a reason for you to check with your doctor. If you are fine and you're generally healthy, it is not a problem. Like, honestly, it is the most researched and like supplement, full stop. So all of the research does not point to any other like side effects or issues or dramas or nothing. Only if you have pre-existing. So if you have pre-existing conditions, talk to your doctor, get it checked out with them first. If you are fine and don't have that, you're good to go. 5 grams a day. Just make sure it's creatine monohydrate. It should not have anything else in it. It is just a white powder that really tastes like nothing. So you can have it in water. Like I said, have it with protein. You won't know it's in there. It really tastes like nothing. So it shouldn't be very expensive. You should be able to buy it easily, and like I know Coles even sell it. Now, what I will tell you is the Coles brand is a bit chalky. You can get ones that taste better, but it does the same job, and quite frankly, it's like $20. So, you know, you just need to look for creatine monohydrate. The cheapest brand is fine. It doesn't need to be a specific brand, and just start taking it once a day, 5 grams a day, after you have food with protein for the best performance. And then this will definitely not, like, really everyone should be consuming it, but I'm talking to my menopausal tribe here, who we're trying to build muscle and have strong bones, and so this will help your journey, and in the process you will get stronger, you will build more muscle, and that will change your body composition. So I haven't even talked about brain health. And look, brain health is something I'm quite passionate about. And the reason for that is because we get taught about what to eat and food to put in our body all the time. When is the last time you went to the doctor and they asked you, you know, to do a test for your brain? We just don't get taught about how to fuel our brain. And so what we're finding is that creatine is one of those things that can help our brain. So I'm a big fan of that. Anything that can help our brain function better and perform better, that is a tick for me as well. So I just wanted to give you my 5 cents worth about that. I will also remind you that I did post the recipe for the blueberry protein waffles everyone wanted. So that is on my social media. Go find it. If you're not already following me, make sure you're following me. Give it a thumbs up or a like. Let me know if you try it. I would be, you know, very happy to hear if you think it's great. It's been my favorite this week. So 35 grams of protein, it packs a great punch and it's delicious. And like, if you you know, enjoy my recipes already, you will know that food can taste amazing and you can still get results and it can be high protein. And that is the secret. Finding good food that actually gets your goals, that tastes awesome. That's what I'm all about over here. Hope this little chat has helped. And if you're not already trying creatine, then definitely would recommend. It's one that I wouldn't go without. And if you're happy to leave a review, a rating, like, share, follow, all of those things, that is how other people can find this podcast, and it would mean a lot to me. So thank you in advance for just hitting pause now and doing that. Don't forget to subscribe to the waitlist. I will drop that in the comments right now for you. Have a beautiful day, and I will talk to you next time.